With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
We are going to be talking about Simone Biles again. And I know, we just talked about Simone Biles 2 days ago. There's been like a change since we talked about it, and it's not a good one.
No.
First of all, since we last talked about Simone Biles, in case you haven't been keeping up, at that time she had pulled herself off of the team exercises or the team events for gymnastics. And Simone Biles, if you don't know, is arguably one of the greatest gymnasts of all time. Well, since then, she has pulled herself from a lot of the other events. She will probably end up taking herself off of all of the events, I would imagine. And it's to protect her mental health. She has not hurt her physical body. She has hurt, like, her brain is just not there. She has been doing something that she has been describing as, I have the twisties, she's been saying in the media. A lot of people don't know what that means, but all of these gymnasts have been coming forward saying, like, that's a gymnast term for, like, when your brain is just not firing on all cylinders. And people don't understand that these moves that they're doing are so dangerous and so complex. Mm. They're moving so fast that basically what is happening is when they are in midair and they are using their core muscles to change their body in midair, which is so dangerous.
Defy gravity also.
Their brain is disoriented almost to the point of blacking out, where they don't know up from down or left from right. And you can really, really hurt yourself. And it's because Simone Biles is just going through a lot right now mentally. Now, I wish I could say, and I do need to preface this by saying, the good news is a majority of Americans have responded in a very positive way. Outpouring of support for her. The sad news is it's not universal. And I just want to spend a few minutes talking about the a-holes that are bashing them. What's that? Are they men? White men? You're absolutely right, sure, that they are. Producer Jacob, play clip one that I have for you on the Vox Pro.
Okay.
I did not tell Jacob. This is not his fault. These are just a selection of some of the sport. I guess they're sports. I don't even know what these people do for a living. But it's them talking about Simone Biles. This is their opinion.
I have to go look at these 4'11" Russian Olympians chewing on their gold medals, smirking at the Americans. I'm not okay with that. But honestly, that's where we're headed. We are raising a generation of weak people like Simone Biles. She's probably the greatest gymnast of all time. She's also very selfish. She's immature. And she is a shame to the country.
What is
this?
If
you're not ready for the big time, we got thousands of young female gymnasts that would love to take the place. Thousands. Simone Biles just showed the rest of the nation that when things get tough, you shatter into a million pieces.
This is from a guy that no doubt can't even do a somersault.
No doubt.
You know? Like,
he doesn't even know what a round off is.
Right. Well, to be fair, I don't either.
Well, but it's like a cartwheel, but you keep your feet together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm shook.
Isn't it awful?
It's like an opinion that's so disgusting, you almost can't even believe that it's real.
Yeah, I can't believe somebody said that.
Play the other clip. This is two guys now on...
Wait, no, this isn't the same guy?
No, this one is from a radio... it's either a radio politics show or a radio sports show. Go ahead and play the second clip.
Well, the Blue Checks, of course, have already rallied to Simone Biles' defense and said, oh, it's so brave.
Well, why is this brave? Okay, well, why is this brave? I got to ask. What's brave about not being brave? Because that's what we're talking about here. This is, you know, oh, you didn't stand up to the bully, so to speak? That's so brave of you. No, I think that's the not brave move.
This is horrible.
It's horrible what people are saying. And, like, I'm trying to, like, figure out why. Like, if Simone Biles would have broken her leg.
I was just going to say, if she'd have broken her leg, everybody would have gone, okay, well, she broke her leg. The fact that it is, and it is, it just goes to show that there is a swatch of people, probably not just in this country, but in this world, where if you can't see another person suffering, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Now, do they expect you to be okay with their own suffering? Yes, of course.
Right.
Is their suffering generally minimal? Yes, of course. Here's the thing I need people to really understand. We don't own Simone Biles. She doesn't belong to America.
Right.
She is a human being that gets to do or not do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
And if that affects the Olympics, which is nothing but entertainment. It's literally just entertainment. It, at the end of the day, means nothing. The only people it truly affects are the athletes and the advertisers. That's all that the Olympics are.
Yeah.
Let this woman who has given us her entire life to entertain us, let her do whatever she wants now.
I think you hit the nail on the head, and I'm trying to figure out why there's such venom for what Simone Biles is rightfully choosing to do by withdrawing from the Olympics. It's like, it's the fact that she's either a woman, or it's the fact that she's black, or it's either that she's a black woman. It could be like both. And these like white men just can't stand that she's making choices for herself.
I think there is also some sort of weird American machismo involved in, like, we have to prove to the rest of the world that we are the best. And now by her making a choice for herself, that could keep us from proving how superior we are. And it's like, who cares?
Somebody texted in, by the way, thank you for all your text messages to 73389. Somebody texted in and said, Gavin, the men you are playing are a classic example of toxic masculinity and the thought that mental health is a personal weakness. Absolutely correct.
That is what
it is. And people who feel that mental health is a personal weakness are literally scumbags. Like, I have zero respect for you.
The truth is they probably suffer themselves from some kind of mental illness.
I'm sure they do.
To lack that level of empathy, there is something not firing in your brain.
Yep.
Imagine if we said to a person that's diabetic, eat all this candy, you weak loser. They'd be like, but I can't. I don't have my insulin. Yeah. Your pancreas is weak.
You're so weak.
We don't do that. But with mental illness, well, because if you can't see it, it must not be there. Like, it is such caveman thinking. And I'm not even going to just blame it on toxic masculinity, because there are women, too, who are saying
that's true.
And it's like, God, let's fight. I'll fight.
I just want to end with this quick story that I learned yesterday, okay? Mm-hmm. In the 80s, there was a Russian gymnast, okay? This little girl, she was 20 years old.
They're all little girls.
That's a good point. And she broke her leg during it. Okay, so she wanted to allow herself time to heal from this broken leg. Well, Russia, doing what Russia does, said, that's too bad. Get out there and make us look really good. So her leg wasn't fully healed. She tried to still compete in the gymnastics, and she disastrously landed on her neck.
Oh my God.
And by the way, this is exactly what could happen to Simone Biles, because, like I said, the twisties, Like, she is disoriented up there, okay? It's very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. This woman became a quadriplegic, and she died from quadriplegic complications when she was only, like, 40 years old.
Oh, my God.
What would we do if that happened to Simone Biles? If, like, we had this, like, suck it up, get out there and perform, and she landed on her neck or something like that. Could you imagine?
If she was a quadriplegic, somebody would scream in her face and say, walk.
Yeah. Stop being so weak.
Yeah, stop being so paralyzed.
Oh, God. There are so many parts of this country that are great, and there are some parts that just suck so bad.
Let's focus on the fact that look at all the texts that are coming in, and thank you. We're reading every single one, 73389. They're the vast majority of people understand, support, and empathize with her. We are grateful for her, you know, giving her entire life to compete on our Olympic team. And that's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So let's just leave it on that. Let's all pray to Simone Biles.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.